So hello, this is Erica Glessing, and you're with me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And our topic today is profit. And what a great topic. And I must say, it's not something that I grew up with a lot of consciousness around. As a writer, I was more interested in just sort of like the writing of writing and how I could write and getting paid to write. So my next guest is a profit expert, and I'm so joyful to bring her to you. She's from kind of a, I don't know if it's remote or not, but it's in a beautiful area of Canada. So welcome, Allison Byerlein.
Thank you, Erica. I'm super happy to be on the show with you today.
Yeah. So where exactly are you then? Tell our audience again where we get to
the show. Yeah. Well, I live in the woods, so to speak. I'm about 3 hours north of Vancouver. If people are familiar with the area, it's about another hour north of Whistler in a small mountain cabin. And yeah, it's beautiful. It's very remote though.
Oh my gosh. Do you cross country ski?
No, I actually hate winter, which is, you know, everybody here skis and snowboards, but I like cozy in front of my fire with the cozy.
Oh, well, let's just kind of jump in and talk a little bit about maybe like what inspires you, like what gets you lit up? What gives you that, you know, extra, whatever inspiration in your business space?
Mm-hmm. So what I really enjoy is seeing the success in my clients. So when I get to work with somebody and throughout the duration of our work together, they have, you know, maybe some light bulb moment or some sort of moment of clarity where all of a sudden it just seems so much easier for them. They're like, wow, this isn't really as complicated as I thought it would be. And they get on this track where they are completely, they're able basically to completely change the trajectory of their business success. And for me, those are the moments that make all the other, you know, blood, sweat, and tears worth it to get a business off the ground. When I get to work with clients and see them have those moments of success, that's what I do it for.
What made you choose to be an entrepreneur?
Well, I am a mother of two, and I had worked in corporate right up until very recently, and I just was really wanting to have a bit more flexibility in my schedule and more time to spend with my kids. You know, there's things, my daughter's in grade one, and last year in kindergarten, you know, there's all these invitations. Oh, we're looking for volunteers. I really want to come with the class to, you know, the pumpkin patch to help out or something. And you know, just being able to have those moments with my kids and being able to do it guilt-free and plan my own schedule around that, that was really what I was seeking in starting my own business. And yeah, I just wanted to have, yeah.
It's so vital. I have three kids and, you know, even today, like one of them stayed home sick. It's like, and I'm not like, oh my gosh, you know, like, I'm like, okay, well, be quiet. He's a little teenager, so he's actually naturally quiet. But even when they were younger, I remember one time I got this call and my daughter had slipped and fell in the mud. And she had mud from head to toe. And it was like, can you come and bring some pants? And, you know, she used to jump in puddles, so it wasn't a big shock. But just having that ability to just, you know, that discipline of running your business, but also being able to take care of the kids, that's basically my big reason for becoming an entrepreneur. Although mm-hmm. later, as I got into it, I found running my own business was really good for other reasons. But that was definitely my genesis as well. So that's very
cool. For sure.
Why don't you let us know what profit first means and how hard is it for people to grasp like the whole concept of profit?
Yeah. So the profit first method was created by Mike Michalowicz, and there's a book of the same name. It's called Profit First. So I had read the book a couple years ago, and I reread it again this spring. And it to me, it was just really such a intuitive way to run your business, because I fell right into that category of people that they speak to. It's people who when you run a business, you don't want to have to go and look at, you know, 10 different financial reports to see where you stand and where, whether you can maybe afford this next little investment in your business. I like to look at my bank account and see how much cash is in there and being able to make decisions that way. And the whole profit first method is basically built around working with that natural tendency to check your cash flow in your bank account and know exactly where you stand. And it really is helpful because it's so simple. People try and...
Okay, I get the method, but that wasn't my question. So my question is it hard for people to put, like, is it hard for people to put profit first?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I just wanted to get to. It's basically so simple that anybody can implement it in their business, basically starting tomorrow. It's a different way of thinking, yes. But is it simple? Yes. Well, anybody nice. Can do it. Mm-hmm.
How fun is that?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So what are some other aha moments? Tell us a little bit about things that made you like really, you know, if you want, share an aha moment of a kind of a business or something.
Mm-hmm. So what really comes to mind for me was the moment of clarity that you don't have to wait till the end of the year to see whether you made a profit or not. And a lot of people, they do their year-end financials, they finally get their reports back from their accountant, and they see, oh, great, you know, we made, you know, $35,000 in profit. Wonderful. Whereas with this method, you see as the year progresses, every single day, how much profit you've made. It's there and it's in cash. And that is what is so fascinating about it, because you have this tangible thing in your hand. It's not some elusive dollar amount that someone financial that's on a financial report. And you ask, okay, well, where are those, you know, where are those dollars? And they're like, well, you know, it's, you know, got spent in these other ways. And like, well, how was it profit? And it's a lot of times it's reinvested back in the business, and it gets very convoluted with, you know, your balance sheet and whatnot. Yeah. This way is just super clear. It's cash, it's there, it's available, and you can treat yourself with your profits.
What do you recommend for like a proportion to put back into your business to grow your business?
Well, I guess it depends on what your business goals are. The idea behind Profit First is to treat yourself with a portion of your profits. You know, because you have worked hard and you're a business owner and entrepreneur, you want to be rewarded for the work you've done and your successes. And it's good to have those moments of celebration for sure. If you wanted to split and, you know, pay yourself 50% out of your profits to celebrate with, or go on a vacation or treat your family to something, and then invest 50% back in or keep it in the business as a reserve, that would be a recommendation that I think would be good, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, if you were to have a situation where there's a financial downturn or the markets change or you get injured and you can't work for 3 months, it's nice to have that bit of a buffer in your business to be able to float you through those harder times.
Well, thank you so much for coming. It's really always amazing to meet different entrepreneurs and hear different stories. So thank you for coming to the show. I'm glad you could come. And how can we reach you and find out more about you?
Yeah, well, thank you as well so much for having me. It was my pleasure. And if anybody is wanting to find out more, the best place to find me is online at www.alisonbyerline.com.
Okay. I'm going to put that URL for everybody right on the show website. So theericaglessingshow.com, and go ahead and get in touch with Alison and find out more about Profit First. It sounds really fun. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Erica. Have a good day.
Sure.